FanMass News Sports. I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File, brought to you by Big Jim's Auto Body, 19 Creek Street in Beverly, for the best in auto body repair in the Salem-Beverly area. And out of the last 9 years, it's Big Jim's. Contact Jimmy Zarella at 978-927-3201. That's Big Jim's Auto Body. Joining me again, as she does every spring, for a look at what's upcoming for spring sports, despite the snow that's on the ground outside, is Gloucester Athletic Director Kim Patience. And Kim, as much as it things change, they seem to stay the same around here.
Well, it's either rain or snow, and the snow is definitely keeping us away in the spring, and that's not a good thing for our athletic directors nor scheduling. So we're getting into a bind right now.
You know, certainly when the winter started out and the lack of snow for the majority of the winter, you know, roughly less than a foot of snow fell during the winter season. And all of a sudden, the first week where you're going to get games going and get a lot of scrimmages scheduled, the snow returns with a vengeance.
Well, and unfortunately, Mother Nature will do what it will do, and at least we're looking at, hopefully, that it will get through a lot sooner than last year. Last year, we were looking at 2.5 feet of snow on the track and in stadium alone. So I'm glad we don't have that problem last year, although that's never happened ever in my 10 years, and now we have April 5th snow again. So hopefully it will melt soon, and I can get scheduling.
You know, I remember last year looking at my classroom because it faces the football field, and seeing the plows and the backhoes on the field emptying the track of the snow. It was incredible.
It totally was, and it was like 16 to 18 hours it took them just to clear off the stadium, and they didn't even touch the track because they didn't want to damage the surface. So we even had to wait even longer for the our spring track program to start. So I think our spring coaches are getting a little bit used to this, which is what they have to do, and thankfully the field house is usable for most of our sports to at least practice indoors safely and warm.
You know, and certainly you've got coaches that have been very, very flexible in terms of accepting the times that are available that can get slotted into. I know the baseball is taking the later one because a lot of Coach LaFada and himself and his staff really can't get there till later. So it's they take the early one, and that sort of relieves the other teams of having to come in late.
Absolutely, and that's a lot of part of our job is juggling and making sure it's fair for everyone and we get the right teams in the right slot and for safety reasons. But, yes, I did what we call a Schedule A and a Schedule B, and the Schedule A works where if the lacrosse teams and the track teams are outside, then we go with Schedule A. If we do an indoor schedule where all teams need to be in, then we flop over to B, and I shoot that email out to remind the coaches that we have a time change and a field house shortened time in the field house, because then I can't offer it to everybody in a two-hour length. So those are the things that I have to stay on top of and keep everybody up to date. And it's not a fun juggling act. I would certainly love those fields to be all dried up and ready to play, but unfortunately, that's not the way it is.
All right, let's look at some of the spring sports. How have the numbers been overall throughout the spring sports programs?
Well, we're down in numbers for boys lacrosse, which we're just holding steady at 18, 19, 20 boys. That's just a varsity program only. And so we've got to take a look and investigate what's going on with the younger levels. Although I'm noticing that it is across the Northeast Conference that everyone is down on some boys lacrosse. Girls lacrosse numbers look well. We have actually two new coaches in place. So we've built a whole new coaching staff under the girls lacrosse program due to the retirement of Meg McLaughlin from last year. We actually got a former foe. Mike Ladoff is coaching the boys girls program, and he's the head coach for the girls lacrosse with his assistants Brian Anderson, John Fosbury, and Anna Oshiro, which are all Gloucester former players of ours. So it's exciting to see them take on the girls team and really hope to develop that program strong.
You know, they also have a very close tie with the Gloucester football program. Yeah. So I hope I don't look out there someday and see them doing tackling drills.
No, absolutely not. But I know it's a challenge for them to use that whole field and really develop their coaching skills in a new sport. And I know that when you have coaches that are willing to try a new technique or a new sport, you get a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. So it's a good spark for the girls' program. It's a learning curve for everyone. The only experienced player out there coach is Anna Oshiro, coming back from her college playing day. So we're happy to have all of them. At one point 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I had no coaches in place for girls lacrosse. So I'm very pleased that that's all filled in and taken shape.
Numbers across the other sports.
Baseball is back up in numbers a little bit. We had to do an eighth grade waiver last year. This year we didn't. Girls softball is down in numbers. We had to do an eighth grade waiver to get enough for the freshman program. So those numbers are low. Girls tennis is up, and boys tennis has numbers this year. So a lot of kids are trying out the other sports, and track and field has good numbers. So it's the boys lacrosse and a little bit of girls softball. Still weak in those areas, and across the conference, girls softball, freshmen, there's a real glitch in that area. I only have 8 scheduled games right now for freshman girls softball, so that hurts.
Have you, as ADs across the conference, talked about this down in numbers and how it might be addressed?
Well, you know, you try to be creative and help each other out and schedule more games than usual so that you have a fill a schedule. We try to reach over to the KPN League and have them fill games for us. But again, you're looking at a freshman program that you don't want to do a lot of traveling, but you need to get those games in for the experience. So I would feel bad if it was just us, but across the board, it's across the board in girls softball. And it's the second year this has happened. So girls programs, we need a lift. We need something in the lower levels to really spark a continuous effort to play sports at high school level.
All right, King, anything further on spring sports here at Gloucester High?
Well, we're looking for some great hosting the Northeast Conference girls and boys track meet here on a big Saturday. So we'll host all the NEC schools who come visit us in May. Obviously, we got a lot of games at the stadium for lacrosse and baseball. You've got a great schedule to follow, and with later games in the later season, you can get some night games for the boys baseball program. Another great opportunity is the girls varsity softball will hopefully open up their new christened field with some fencing, dugouts, scoreboard. A lot of work went into that due to John Nicastro's movement, and he has really put a lot of effort into making it a home field for girls varsity softball. So that's going to be exciting to kick that off as a grand opening for them, get the scoreboard running. They got a beautiful batting cage right behind them now. So they've made themselves a home here at Gloucester High School, and that's exciting for the girls program.
Great, Kim. That's been Kim Patience, the athletic director here at Gloucester High School for MSU New Sports. I'm Tim Kearns.